What if this one life could be so extraordinary? What if you changed? What if this version of you in your mind could actually become a reality? What if everything you wanted could happen? What if you could become so successful and impact the world and have the relationship of your dreams and, you know, like whatever you want?
This is the Pursuit of Wellness podcast, and I'm your host, Mari Llewellyn. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. My name is Mari. I am your host. And today I'm talking to Mimi Bouchard. This was such a fantastic conversation. If you are tuning in and you're looking for the stepping stone you need to transform your self-image and embrace a life of abundance, this is for you. Now, you guys know I don't tend to lean on the spiritual side of things. I can here and there, but when I tell you this was such a fantastic self-development podcast with actual tangible tools of how you guys can show up better every day and really envision yourself as the highest version of you. I feel like in order to reach the goals you want to reach, I kind of did this unknowingly when I lost 90 pounds. I was really envisioning the Mari that I wanted to be every single day. And Mimi and her app really give you the tools to do so. She talks to us about her journey as someone who struggled with an eating disorder and victim mentality and really living a life that wasn't her full potential, and how she grew to be a successful woman, a millionaire. She talks about finances and embracing the idea of a success as a woman and being comfortable with being a wealthy woman and being okay with speaking about money openly, which was really interesting to me. We also spoke about interrupting negative thoughts on a day-to-day basis, lucky girl syndrome, letting go of shame, finding success in feminine energy, and manifesting your dream partner. We really cover all the bases, and I was so inspired by the conversation. I have been using her activation app every single day. You guys have heard me talk about it. It has been life-changing for me. If you're someone who struggles with meditating, this is not that. These are positive affirmations you can listen to when you're cooking, getting ready, walking, going about your day. So please give this a chance, guys. I know you will absolutely love it and leave this conversation feeling better than when you first started. Let's hop right in. Mimi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm thrilled to have you. I feel like we've been chatting about this for so long, and you're here in Austin.
Yes.
And you extended your trip for us, so I really, really appreciate that.
It was an amazing excuse because I am writing for my book right now. So I had the podcast last week with The Skinny Confidential, and then I just stayed the entire week so that I could write for my book and just like isolate myself. And this is the perfect cherry on top to my trip.
So you're like on a writing retreat right now.
Yes, I have written like 10,000 words in the past 3 days, and I'm like exhausted.
Okay, I want to pick your brain about that because it's a goal of mine in my future self vision.
Oh, you're writing a book for sure.
I think I am.
You have to.
Okay, so I am going to ask you questions about that. And we also have twin puppies, you guys, which we've been chatting about. Arnold and Olive are both English Cocker Spaniels.
Yes, and golden.
And we were just talking about how crazy they both are.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel
imagine them together.
No, insane. Like, I would love to see
cute
that.
Babies.
I would love... Oh, they can be boyfriend and girlfriend.
They could be BFGF. She's kind of, like, pretty intense. She goes full on. There is a dash hand in our building, and he's not fixed. She's fixed, but he's not fixed. And he, like, you know, will try to hump her, but she goes all in. She'll, like, his face and other things. I'm like, Olive, you can't do that. So we can't really put them in the same room anymore. She gets intense.
She's, I love that Olive she's is all the, on. The confident one.
Yes.
Obsessed. So I have to tell you, I downloaded Superhuman app, which is your app. You're the founder and CEO. And I was very curious about it because I've heard you speak on it before. I've listened to a lot of your interviews. And I'm someone who has struggled with meditation. I have a really crazy lifestyle. I've struggled with stress, emotional things, trauma, and I always felt like meditation would be the key for me. Mm-hmm. And I have a really hard time with it. And your activations, something unlocked for me within the past couple of days, like just sitting down and trying it, and also not sitting down, like doing it while I'm walking, cooking, getting ready. The fact that you can use them on the go is just magic. How did this like happen? Like, where did you come up with this?
First of all, I just want to say thank you. Like, this is, you're our perfect target audience because I am the exact same as you. I struggle with sticking to meditation. I know it's good for me, but I just find it boring and I'm not going to do something that I don't actually, you know, feel excited about doing. I know myself too well that I'm not going to stick to a habit if I don't actually deeply enjoy it. I know it's beneficial to calm me, to, you know, let me think about my thoughts, to still my mind, whatever it is. But I was looking for something different, an audio experience that could motivate me, to energize me, to wake me up in the morning and remind me of my future self, to remind me of who I actually want to be. I needed something more motivational, more inspiring, more like feeling that aliveness, that like enthralling feeling of being alive, that empowerment. And when I first, and this kind of ties into how I started activations, how I created this new type of audio, back when I was at the beginning of my personal development journey, probably around, you know, 8-9 years ago, I was reading all the books, I was doing the vision boards, I was, you know, trying to visualize, I was trying to do all the things that the books were telling me to do, that the motivational speakers were telling me to do, and my life started changing. But the one habit that I could not stick to was meditation. I tried all the apps, I tried all the YouTube videos, I tried everything, and I just couldn't stick to it consistently, because it just felt really boring to me. I was sitting with my eyes closed, like itching to get up and like go make my dream life happen. I didn't want to calm my mind. I wanted to go create. So I was reading about how visualization is so deeply powerful. And something clicked in my mind. I intuitively thought to myself, what if I just like recorded my own visualization so I could listen to them in a way where I didn't have to carve out time from my day? So I took out the Voice Memos app on my phone. This was like Mimi in her 150 square foot studio apartment in London when she was 20 years old, okay? I took out my phone and I started recording these voice memos to myself. And I would just describe my future life. I would give myself pep talks. I would, you know, describe my future self. And I would say affirmations in there. It was kind of just like a whole jumble of what I wanted my future to be. And then I would listen to these voice memos when I was cooking breakfast, on the tube, on my way to the gym, whatever I was doing. I would listen to these and get really excited and like feel the feelings of my future while I was just outliving my life in everyday moments. And ever since I started this voice memo thing, my life was on a completely different trajectory. Things started changing very, very fast in my life. And then I started recording more of these because I'd get bored of them after a few days. I started a podcast back in the day, which is still alive. And I had my podcast microphone, so I'd record them professionally so it sounded better. And then I would add music on my GarageBand. And because I really loved the power of like incredible movie moment cinematic music, I loved how certain music made me feel, changed my state so quickly. So then I started adding these like audios with music, and I just kind of made it this like unique thing. And then I'd listen to it. And I did that for years. And then 3 years ago, I launched Superhuman. And it's kind of exactly that, but made for the public. And there are like 600 plus activations on there.
There are a ton, like for like any circumstance.
Anything from literally on your wedding day to after you get in a fight with your family member to before a big meeting or interview to, you know, manifest your dream partner, to get into your wealthy future self energy, to design your future self frequency. We have like 15 categories, everything from you can do seated, but you can also do walking is one of our most popular, getting ready, cooking, cleaning, legs up wall, like workout, our running and, you know, workout activations are amazing to like, we have literally everything. So, or writing, journaling sessions, we have those writing activations. We have absolutely everything. And I think me finding that need for myself was the catalyst to create this. And when I first launched Superhuman, I actually called them meditations because I didn't know what else to call them. And I just knew intuitively that I just had to launch this thing. But I would always preface when someone would ask me about my product, I'd say, but it's like not a meditation app. I don't know what else to call it. And everyone in my audience was just like, we don't know what to call it, but we're just going to call it a meditation app. So last year we did this big research study and I had so many names in my notes on my phone of like what we could call these instead of meditations because they're just not meditations at all. And activations was always on that list. And we tested it with the audience. Everyone loved it. You can use it kind of in the same sentence, like, oh, I'm going to go activate today. I'm going to go do my activation. I'm activating, whatever. So it just makes sense. And the truth is that these activations are so different to meditation. Meditation is meant to calm you. It's meant to help you not think about anything. Yeah. It's about clearing your mind. And then activations are quite literally designed to transform you into your future self. There's no silent sitting in activations. Yeah. It's literally like this cinematic, empowering music, these words that just make you up level. It's about transformation. It's about achievement. It's about getting to the next level. So it's completely different fundamentally. And I know the world needed something like this because just like you, everyone that tries it is like, whoa, where was this? Also, you can habit stack it. So it's like so easy to implement. All you need to do is press play. It's like literally hacking your visualization practice, your like, you know, reprogramming to become your future self practice is what I like to call it.
Greg and I just moved into a new house in Austin, as you guys know, and we are recreating our wellness room. We had a whole wellness setup in Venice and we were like, let's do this bigger and better here in Texas. And we knew we needed a cold plunge, and Plunge came in clutch because they have the absolute best products on the market. Cold plunging is such a big part of our routine. It's truly transformed my mental health, my sleep, Greg's inflammation. Like, we're both truly addicted to it. And they were kind enough to send us their Plunge All In. It's the most revolutionary plunge yet. The Plunge All In features powerful cooling down to 37 degrees Fahrenheit. It also has smartphone connectivity for the ultimate control and a sleek exterior design to inspire. It really looks so gorgeous in the wellness room. It creates just this spa environment. It offers a truly plug and plunge setup and makes maintenance a breeze thanks to an easy access filter. You can enjoy pure ice cold water that's ready whenever you are. So I personally love to go back and forth between the sauna and the cold plunge. I have noticed whenever I cold plunge, my HRV when I sleep at night is so much better than when I don't. It really helps your body cool down and is the perfect thing to do before you sleep. It's also amazing for anxiety. If I'm ever like really panicking, I put myself in the cold plunge and I come out a better human. So you can go to plunge.com and get your incredible cold plunge tub today. And by the way, use code POW, P-O-W, for $150 off your purchase at plunge.com. That's code POW for $150 off your cold plunge at plunge.com. This episode is brought to you by Maui Nui Venison, a mission-based food company bringing the healthiest red meat on the planet directly to your door. I know what you guys might be thinking, oh my gosh, venison, that's scary, it might taste gamey. I'm telling you guys, I felt the same way, but after tasting it, you truly would have no idea. It's so freaking delicious. And when you understand the mission behind the brand, it's so helpful. Greg and I are so addicted at this point. We have boxes and boxes and boxes arriving at our house. It's truly the best. It's so delicious, not gamey at all, and it's really easy to cook. And I feel like it comes from such an ethical standpoint. It provides the most nutrient-dense and protein-dense red meat available. It's the only stress-free, 100% wild-harvested red meat on the market. When I say stress-free, what that means is when they are harvesting the deer, they're actually doing it at night, so the animal is not stressed when it's being harvested. It's a one-of-a-kind operation. They're actively managing Maui's invasive axis deer species and helping to restore balance in vulnerable ecosystems and communities in Hawaii. I personally recommend recommend trying the ground venison. It makes a really good meatball, and also the all natural venison jerky sticks for an optimal protein snack. You can get so many different options online. You guys can get 20% off your first order of fresh venison, jerky, broth, and Ohana subscription with using code POW, P-O-W. That's 20% off your first order of fresh venison, jerky, broth, and Ohana subscription with code POW, P-O-W. It feels productive. And I think for someone like me who sounds like you're similar, I like to feel like I'm working towards something. And it just really resonated with me. It made me think of my fitness journey when I was losing the weight and so focused on this goal. I would like YouTube Conor McGregor motivation speech or Andy Frisella. Like there's certain people I would go listen to and have them kind of like in my ear. And if I had had this app, it's exactly what I needed for that period of time in my life. And, you know, I didn't quite know what I was doing back then. Mm-hmm. But after listening to you and hearing your theory on all of this, I was envisioning my future self without even realizing it. And I'm not someone who's particularly spiritual. I say that, but I think I am a little bit. But I lean towards the more sciencey side of things. And this just like really resonates with me.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear about the Mimi before your personal development journey, like your struggles, because I think a lot of people who listen are maybe in the place that I was in before, or maybe you were in before, and they're looking for something to help them get out of that place.
I feel like we have very similar backgrounds. I was actually listening to one of your interviews the other day, and I was just like, wow, we have such a similar backstory. So Mimi before this transformation, complete 180, partying a lot, eating like crap, like disordered eating, you know, like making myself throw up, like really just completely a different human. I hated myself. I was doing a lot of drinking and drugs at a young age, you know, being brought up in Toronto, a big city in Canada, not having the best influences around me, like having a big sister who would go out a lot and, you know, just really feeling disconnected to myself and feeling like to fit in and to be important and loved and worthy or cool, I had to do certain things. So I, you know, had my first drink probably at like 11 years old and started, you know, I don't know, when I first started doing drugs, I guess maybe I was 12 or 13 when I smoked weed for the first time with my sister and her friends. And then, you know, I'd go to all these parties and, you know, everyone was just like totally fucked up. And I just was in that world because it was all I ever knew. And so throughout those years, in my teenage years and preteen years, I just started getting more and more disconnected to myself. You know, I had really bad influences around me. There was this girl that I was friends with who taught me how to make myself throw up after eating a big meal, taught me how to like self-harm, taught me how to do all these things that I'm like, I don't even want to do this, but I'm just like, this is what everyone else is doing, or this is what it takes to get attention or to be cool or to get some sort of acknowledgement. So that's what I'm going to do. And looking back, it's so crazy that that was me, because I'm a completely different person. I actually like to think that throughout this journey of personal development, I actually have like taken off the layers of what I'm not. So I'm actually more like the little girl that I was at 6, 7, 8 years old now, because I'm coming back to myself. I'm Mimi now. I'm Mimi again. And I think during that time, I just didn't know who I was. And I was so consumed with external validation that I put everything on the line for that. So yeah, I was different in every way. I partied a lot. I didn't like myself. I was like the kind of crazy, loud girl who would just get really fucked up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd smoke a ton of cigarettes. And I, like, when I was mostly drunk, or like, you know, I would do cocaine at prom. I was just crazy. And then I had a very big wake-up call. My body really didn't like all the partying I was doing. I've always been an incredibly sensitive person emotionally and physically.
Same.
It's funny how it's always both. It's like emotionally and physically we're sensitive.
It's so tied together, I think.
It is completely tied together. Our bodies respond to our thoughts. And I kind of reached a breaking point. I went to a university in Canada for like a semester and a half, and I realized very quickly, because I was doing even more partying there, because it's like your first year of uni, and I didn't actually sit down with myself and think, do I want to do this? Do I want, like, what do I want to do with my life? I'm, you know, 18, 19 years old, or I was 18 years old at the time, and I just felt so lost. So thankfully, I reached a breaking point where I felt like absolute crap. My body felt like shit. So I think it probably started with vanity of like wanting to maybe lose a bit of weight because I was partying a lot and then I was hungover and eating a lot when I was hungover. So I decided to just like stop for a bit and to just give my body a break and to start eating healthy. And at that same time, I read my first personal development book. And I was in this tiny dorm room in Halifax in Canada, and I just really had a complete life realization during that time that I will be going down a very wrong path if I continue down this way. And I started listening to that little voice inside of me. We all have that little voice. I'm not the only one who has it. Every single person listening has that little voice that's like, what if? What if you were meant for more? That potential inside of you. Like, what if this one life could be so extraordinary? What if you changed? What if this version of you in your mind could actually become a reality? What if everything you wanted could happen? What if you could become so successful and impact the world and have the relationship of your dreams and, you know, like whatever you want? Like that what if tiny voice really got loud during this time because I had stopped numbing it with alcohol, drugs, partying. Mm. I allowed myself to just be in my room alone and read and understand truly what I wanted. So that was the beginning of my real personal development journey. And ever since then, it's just, you know, really been an upward trajectory from there. Of course, there have been so many ups and downs. It's never going to be linear, that journey of growth. And then I moved to London. I dropped out of university, moved to London, started an online magazine. And even there was partying a lot, like, you know, but it was a slow fade out from that lifestyle. But I had that awakening, that like moment of just like seeing my world and through a new lens. And then it was like, you know, I'd go back to my old habits and then I would have that bounce back. My mm-hmm. bounce back rate started getting better and better. And I'd bounce back to being that version of me that I wanted to be. I started journaling more. And it was this like dance of, you know, going in and out for years. And then my bounce back rate improved. And then like now I can probably switch back into being my best self after just a few seconds if I want to. But that being said, I always want to tell people when I share my story that I used to think that the way to become successful and happy was to be perfect, to have the perfect routines, to have that perfect 5 a.m. wake up, cold plunge, keto breakfast, whatever. And every time I would fall off track, I hated myself for it. But the reality is, I have reached this life today without having one perfect day. And I think I had to prove that to myself and actually experience achieving this type of success and this type of life without ever having one day where I did everything perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually the book that I'm writing right now with Hay House. It's Bounce Back, and it's all about how becoming successful has nothing to do with perfection, but it has everything to do with how resilient you are, how quickly you bounce back. And us perfectionists, I'm a recovering perfectionist for sure, you know, like it's all or nothing. But yeah. The reality is that's not life. Not one successful person. If you look at any of the most successful celebrities that you look up to, whatever, none of them have ever had one completely perfect day mm-hmm. ever. But people don't talk about it.
It's so important. And I'm so happy you're saying that here. Even me this morning, like my routine got a little messed up because my husband got back late. I missed my workout class, but I still made it to the gym. The bounce back theory is so, so important. Whether you go out for a special meal or you feel like you got off track from the gym. I remember using the bounce back theory with my BPD. So I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, and I've been in therapy for years and years and years. And I really started to notice my improvement when I could bounce back. Even the self-harm for me was something that continued, even if it was like, it used to be very frequent. Like in college, It was every week. Then it was every 2 weeks. Then it was once a month. Then it was once every 6 months. Now I don't do it at all. But it was about, okay, it happened. I had a lot of shame about it, but let's get back on our feet and get back to what I know is going to work. And I really think that bounce back theory is so important, and so important to remember that not every day is going to be perfect and you can still reach your goals, because it is about as doing as much as you can and getting back on your feet when you can't.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about victim mentality.
Yeah.
It was a huge part of my journey when I was in my rough patch, and maybe you feel the same way. I think victim mentality is something that's really easy to fall into when we're in a bad place. How do we become aware of it and work ourselves out of it?
Of course, it's comforting to say that I'm not where I want to be because of something outside of myself. Of course it is. It makes you feel so much better about where you are. But if you truly want to create the life of your dreams, you need to feel empowered to do so. Mm-hmm. If you think your success is dictated by something outside of you, you're never going to become successful. You're never going to actually understand that it's you that creates that. That shift from being in the victim mentality to taking 100% responsibility for my life was the first step when I went through my transformation almost a decade ago, because I was living in that victim mentality for so long as well.
Mm.
Everyone promotes it. Like, everyone says, it's not your fault. Don't worry. It's this, it's that. I don't want to subscribe to that belief, because that makes me weak. That literally, people victimizing me or victimizing the world or a group of people, that keeps them weak. I am so against victimizing people, because the reality is that in today's world, especially if you're living somewhere like North America, you can create whatever life you desire. There are people, there are limitless examples of people that started in a worse spot than you, that have created more than you could ever imagine. So just, I think, with me, I had to ask myself, like, how is this thought actually benefiting me? Maybe it's keeping me comfortable. It's keeping me safe. My belief back then was always like, oh, it's going to be really hard for me to become successful because my parents, like, don't have any money. Like, I grew up in a house where money was always a stressor. You know, the house had to get remortgaged a kajillion times. Like, there was a bankruptcy. There was a lot of stuff going on. And there were always fights about money, and always the beliefs being thrown at me that, you know, just like, it's very hard, and it's like, we're just not that kind of family, and this is just life. And so I had to get over that one really quick, because what's on the line? Your dream life. I would rather go through a little bit of discomfort realizing that the life that I've created up to this point is actually because of me and no one else, to then feel empowered to do something to change it. You know, it comes with empowerment. I want to empower the world. I wanted to empower myself. And it was a very hard truth to swallow. And it was very uncomfortable. And I resisted it for years.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I really just turned that page and realized, no, I am 100% responsible for the life I live. If I want to be happy and successful, that's up to me. That put the power back in me.
On a really granular level, like day-to-day habits, how do you interrupt those thoughts?
That's the big question, huh? So I've realized that with my audios, with my activations, that's an incredibly good way to rewire your brain to notice the bad thoughts. It's not about preventing them fully. It's just about acknowledging when they arise so that you can consciously make a new decision.
Yep.
And with activations, because you do them in everyday moments, it's so easy to reprogram your mind when you're doing that consistently to start thinking different. Just like the Pavlov dog theory. We've all heard of that theory, right? The Pavlov rings the bell, the dog salivates. So what if you're doing a walking activation every morning when you're, you know, walking to the bus stop to get to your job that you don't like? Okay, let's just say you're in a really shitty place in your life, and the one thing that you're doing, though, is you're listening to a walking activation every morning for that 10-minute walk. Soon enough, you're not even going to need that walking activation to feel inspired, empowered, unlimited, confident. You're just going to randomly start feeling that way. That's why associating these new thoughts with everyday actions is so powerful, because the more you do it with repetition, the more you don't even need the activations to feel that way. Mm-hmm. So that's what's helped me, and that's why I'm so passionate about creating this new category of audio, because A, it's more pragmatic. It's not as spiritual as meditation. I am, like you, kind of a spiritual person for sure, but I like to talk about things based in more of a pragmatic, scientific way, because I feel like that's just like, you can't combat that. And it's just a lot easier to understand. So for me, that's the biggest thing that has helped in the moment, is that like constant kind of flow just in the back of my mind. You know, when I'm getting ready in the morning, I'll listen to an activation. And even if it's just like wealth reprogramming affirmations, like later that day, if I'm on a business call, like I just feel a lot more unlimited. I might say something different because I'm in that state of being. Yeah. And your energy just changes. Like your frequency changes, how you live and the energy that you exude just changes. And when you change your energy, you change your self-image. When you change your self-image, you change your energy. It kind of all, it's like this circle, right? Your self-image creates your life. And this is another very, very big concept that changed me. Your self-image literally changes everything in your world. When your self-image changes, you naturally start doing different things. Your habits change, your beliefs and thoughts change, and then you just start changing. So what activations do is they help you change your self-image. These activations are based in self-image psychology, and they're just like, you play them in the background. You don't even need to focus on them, and they will change your life. Just listen to it. And it's like, honestly, with meditation, I always had this connotation that it's like, oh, I have to do my meditation, and I wouldn't do it. With activations, it's like, oh my gosh, yes, I have to activate. I'm so excited. Or yeah, like it's on my list. I don't even put it on my list. With meditation, I used to always put it on my to-do list for the day and I'd never get to it. Same. But I don't even have to do that with activations, because it's like something you look forward to. Just like you don't put like, have my coffee on your to-do list. It's like, of course, that feels good. You're gonna have your coffee.
Yeah. The weather is getting warmer here in Austin, so I'm saying goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to my shorts and t-shirts. I'm really like trying to refresh my wardrobe. I feel like as I turn 30, I'm going for a much more like mature, sophisticated style. And that's where I found Quince. It has a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, which are timeless, and 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. It's such a steal, guys. If you're looking to renew your wardrobe, but you don't want to spend so much money, look at Quince. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics, which I absolutely love. There is a washable silk slip dress, which looks so cute with cowboy boots and a cardigan over top. I'm going to wear it soon to one of my friend's birthdays, and I simply cannot wait. It looks adorable. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/pow for free shipping on your order and get 365-day returns. That's quince.com/pow to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/pow. It's a cinematic experience. I did the evening gratitude activation last night on my walk with Arnold. And it really did put me in this mindset of like appreciating Greg, my family, because I find myself, because I have depression, I slip into that negative mindset quite easily. So I need to work hard to think positive. And it really was the perfect way to end my day. Let's talk about lucky girl syndrome. I feel like the lucky girl concept blew up on TikTok, and I'm sure you were like, I've been talking about this for years.
Literally. Well, everyone has kind of like, you know, it's the basis of all of this work. I'm so glad it had its moment. And we actually have like the lucky girl activations on the app for like, you know, lucky girl affirmations or lucky girl, like embody your lucky girl energy. We have a lot of that on the app. But it's just the basis of all of this. If you feel like you are the type of person that gets opportunity, mm-hmm. guess what's going to happen? The RAS in your brain is going to start filtering differently. Your reticular activating system, that's the filtration process in your brain that essentially decides what you notice and what you don't, mm. what information it brings to your conscious mind and what it doesn't. Because if we noticed everything happening around us at all times, our brains would go freaking crazy. It's like too much information. So to trigger your RAS to start noticing new things, that is all based on your beliefs changing. Mm. So for example, or like the thoughts in your mind changing. So for example, if you are, I don't know, like thinking about buying the new Dyson Airwrap, like this literally happened to me. I was like, oh, I really want the new Dyson Airwrap, whatever. I start seeing it everywhere on Instagram and ads. And I'm like, wait, this was always there. I'm just now thinking about it because I consciously was like, oh, I believe that I need a new one or something. So just like, you know, if you're going to buy a ride car and you start seeing it everywhere, it's not because they manufactured that car more. It's because you're noticing it. The exact same thing happens when you start reprogramming your mind to believe that there are opportunities everywhere, that you are meant to be destined to be a successful person. Mm. And then guess what happens? You're at an event and you meet someone and you're like, wait a minute, you do that thing, I do this thing. Why don't we do something together? Or you're just giving off this new energy. And then this person that you meet is like, oh, you know what? I have this opening. Why don't you come work for me? It happens in big and in small ways. And the lucky girl energy, you know, trend is amazing because it tells the world that if you believe something about yourself to be true, mm. that's what you're going to receive. And I'm a full believer in it.
On that topic, have you ever had someone use it for pregnancy?
Oh, wow. It's okay. So we have a motherhood section.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure we have affirmations for pregnancy on there or something about pregnancy. I actually don't record those because I'm not a mom yet. I felt like
I felt like
the audience would be like, I kind of want someone with more, I guess, like experience. but we have Dr. Mallory, who's an amazing female hormone doctor, who is also a very good friend of mine, and she's a mom of amazing children. So she actually has the motherhood section all covered, and she even actually recorded some for like time of the month and stuff like that, because she's like a hormone specialist. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure we do. I need to check. We have so much content on there.
I'm going to check that out.
But I actually know because I listened to the episode where you were talking about how you're trying to conceive. So you think this work is going to be incredibly powerful for you.
Yeah.
Because when you envision that future self, you can envision yourself pregnant, and you can envision the moment that you're looking at the pregnancy test and you see a positive. You can envision your body calming and allowing for room for this new baby.
Yep.
So I think whether it's specific for pregnancy, the activation or not, you can absolutely use this to your advantage. I also think that you should listen to the motherhood ones mm-hmm. before you're even pregnant.
I will.
To get you into that energy
when I was
a child.
On the app yesterday, I was envisioning my gender reveal and just like how it's going to feel to get to that point. And it's very helpful to keep positive because it can be such a consuming experience. Yeah. So I love that you guys offer that. What would you say to someone listening who maybe doesn't know what their future self looks like? Like they don't know how to get a grasp for who that is.
So there are two steps to transformation. Step number one is clarity, and step number two is becoming. So let's talk about clarity for a moment. To create that future self vision inside of your mind, all you need to do is connect with yourself. I like to write. When I'm designing my new goals or the next level version of myself, I'm constantly evolving my future self because I am constantly reaching next levels. So my biggest advice for people that lack clarity in life right now, it's like stop getting distracted. We're living in a time where we are distracted every moment of the day. We don't even have time to connect with ourselves. How in the world can you expect yourself to feel crystal clear on where the direction is that you should go in life if you don't even have time to sit and think?
Yeah.
So number one is get rid of distractions. And I would also say like start writing and put your phone away. You don't even need to do like any writing affirmations or you don't even have to do any of the writing activations on Superhuman or any guided journaling. Literally don't even do that. Don't put any music on, just free write. That's what I would say for someone just starting. Free write. Just do a brain dump, get a journal out and just write. Even if you don't know what to write about, just write. For me, that was major. What journaling does is it keeps your focus on one certain flow of thinking because you're writing. And often you have to get through that like initial kind of discomfort feeling of like really focusing on one thing to get to that clarity. So when I was first trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, and when I was in that tiny dorm room in university trying to figure out like what my future was, all I literally did was write. Mm. And so that's my biggest tip for someone wanting to get clarity. You can go deeper as well. Like once you understand that like, okay, I want to make $600,000 a year. I want to have a partner that looks like this, acts like this, treats me like this. I want to have a house like this. Like once you actually get clear on the physical things that you want, the most important thing is understanding the feeling of what it is to actually have those. So this is where most people go wrong. They'll do the vision board, they'll do the journaling, but then they don't actually do this part where it's like understanding the clarity on what the energetic set point is of this new self. So in my eyes, and from what I've experienced with this whole transformation that I've seen in my life and in the tens of thousands of lives that have used Superhuman, is that it's actually about how it feels in your body. It's like visualizing it with your body as opposed to just thinking and seeing things in your mind. You need to feel it. So, and it's really not hard, by the way. It's super simple. This is like the easiest thing in the world. All you need to do is envision yourself already there. What does that feel like? Like, you can do it with me right now. What does it feel like? And we can actually do this together because in the next few years, I want to start having kids too. So let's just think to ourselves right now, okay, what does it feel like to have a baby in our bellies, to feel like we are so healthy and radiant and abundant and that our lives are just really heading in the direction that we want them to? Going back to the motherhood thing, what would it feel like to be growing a little baby inside of you, to have that beautiful new connection with your partner and this anticipation and excitement to be a mom? What would it feel like to be in your deep maternal energy, to have your body in a state where you can actually hold a child? You know, for me, I know that I'm going to have to decrease my stress levels and anxiety before I have children because I also run a business. It's intense. Yeah. So imagine what it would feel like for our bodies to just like be a bit more calm and let go of shit more and just give room to make life, you know? And that feeling of love in your heart and gratitude for where you are is also very important. Being so thankful that you now have the opportunity to have this new life experience. So what it feels like in your heart, you can feel it, right? It's that like vibration of love and it's emanating inside and around you. It's not just in the heart. It kind of like spreads throughout your body, down your legs, down your arms and around you. It's like your energetic biofield is full of this love and gratitude for this new opportunity in life. Mm-hmm. And whether you even want to create more abundance while you get pregnant, like you can have both. I believe you can have it all. I'm a big believer that you can have whatever you want. And just imagine being in this place where you're looking back and you're like, I'm so happy that I consistently got into this energetic state because it allowed me to get here. Yeah. And it shifts everything. So that's what I would say. Understand your future self frequency. That's what I call it. And we have so many activations helping you design it, whether it's a writing one or a seated one or whatever. But it's essentially just like layering all the beautiful emotion in your body to create this like medley, this new energetic frequency that's a mix of everything that you want. And the way that you perceive that energy is so unique to you anyways. Mm-hmm. So for me, my future self frequency is layers of love, awe. I love awe. Like I really love how the world is so magical. I love to be like in awe of the world. So awe is one of mine. Bliss, gratitude, health, abundance is a big one for me. I love financial abundance. Like it's part of, you know, my soul's desire on this planet. I didn't come from a lot of money and I love having that freedom and that ability to just do whatever I want, to help whoever I want, and to influence the people around me in my life. So for me, financial abundance is a big energetic frequency for me. Mm. And I see it really when I tap into this frequency. Like things in my life just fall into place. I get crazy opportunities. I get really big payouts for certain things I wasn't expecting. Like, I've tuned in to how to manifest money very well. And it's something that I'm so proud of and I'd like to talk about, because people kind of feel ashamed of money a lot of the time. So that's my future self frequency. And it's like this kind of mix of all these emotions. And then I make sure to feel it inside of me and around me. And it's so simple. It's not hard. You just have to like focus a little bit. And then it just becomes second nature. And then you just start actually living with this frequency, with this energy. And then you start changing how you think and how you act and your self-image. And it's just this whole beautiful journey of life once you start doing this.
Let's talk about the financial piece. I also didn't grow up with much, but it wasn't something that was spoken about. Like, there was almost, I don't know if you've experienced this in the UK, or maybe it was just my family, but there was almost this disdain for people with financial success. Yeah. We made fun of rich people in my house. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of poke fun at my dad. He admits it, but he was like, oh, those silly posh people. Like, that was the vibe.
Yeah.
So growing up, I didn't think success was for me. I thought it was for other people. Mm. It was almost like a separate, like, though that's for someone else. So I never thought it was a possibility. And then when I started my business and it became an inkling of a possibility, I will say I'm not as money motivated as my husband is. Yeah. He is very much so. But it's been difficult for me. Let me rephrase that. It's been a gift because I have been able to be so much more generous than I've ever been in my life. And that gives me so much happiness. And it's given me the freedom to fly my family out whenever I want, see them whenever I want, go on trips, travel, share with my friends. Like, it really has opened up my world. And now I appreciate it so much, but I have a lot of shame around it still. Like, even though I've worked my butt off, I feel awkward about it. And I'm like, how do you push past that shame? Because it's so innate to who I am.
Well, my first thought there is like, oh my gosh, imagine how much more you could create if you let go of that shame.
Mm-hmm.
Because your company, like, I just read that you guys raised like $90 million or something. Like, so it's worth hundreds of millions at least.
I've never even said that on the podcast.
Oh.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
But I'm saying as an example, I don't speak about it.
So why don't you talk about it? Holy crap. That is insane.
Thank you.
You've done what most people have never even like thought of doing in their lives. You're part of the 0.01%. Mm-hmm. Like, that is something to be so proud of. And I think that you could help so many more people if you let go of that shame. So make it not about yourself.
I like that.
How many women could you inspire if you told them that you literally started from nothing and now you own a company worth hundreds of millions of dollars? Like, holy shit. What an expander you are. You have got to get over the shame thing, because A, it's holding you back from creating even more. It's lowering your vibration, your frequency. Literally, that those thoughts of shame, the feelings of shame, it lowers your frequency. Mm. And that might be causing so many issues. Like, I honestly, for me, shame is one of the worst ones. Like, it affects my body.
Yeah.
When I'm feeling insecure, I had keratosis pilaris my whole life. Actually, starting around the time I was 8 years old, because that's when I started understanding that I'm self-conscious.
Mm.
And I swear to God, the keratosis pilaris in my arms comes back when I'm feeling insecure and shameful.
Wow.
And it goes away completely. It's gone most of the time. Wow. But it went away fully when I started, you know, activating and becoming that version of me who doesn't have that. So my physical body literally responds to that. So I, from my experience, will say that shame is such a low vibration emotion that if you just put it aside and understand when you're feeling it, tell yourself, be like, I'm not my thoughts. Why am I feeling shame?
Yeah.
You're the observer of your thoughts. You're not your thoughts. So when you're having certain thoughts, just like observe them and don't actually take them seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that you can literally inspire so many women listening if you just own that you're the founder of an incredibly successful company. Can you imagine if someone came up to you in 10 years saying, by the way, you talking about this inspired me so much that I started my next big thing and it's helped so many people and I'm now at this place. Like, it's, you have to let go of it, because especially being in this industry, if we care what people really think about us and we don't want to be cringe, or it's going to hold us back. Who the hell cares?
this podcast has broken down a lot of walls for me because you can't not be yourself when you're on a microphone for an hour. It will come out. And I've talked about, you know, I've shared my opinion on here and it was a big step for me. And honestly, such a breath of fresh air. And I don't even read my comments anymore.
Oh, yeah. No.
I couldn't be bothered.
I have Instagram deleted 90% of the time.
Wait. Okay. I want to ask you about this. As you were mentioning before, we're all living in this dissociated, numb state because of social media. And I have this like epiphany every week where I'm like, I don't want to be on here anymore.
Why don't you just have a team do it for you? Honestly.
Do you do that?
Well, I've just started. So I have like this kind of new thing that I'm doing that we're about to launch where like I'm doing mostly high quality YouTube videos and then my team will then post that. All I need to do is show up to record the videos when I'm traveling. I don't do anything when I'm in the Bahamas from a content perspective.
Wow.
That's when I actually delete the apps off my phone most of the time.
Yeah.
So for me, like Instagram is not a big focus for me at all. Like I'm trying to grow my business. Instagram is not a big focus. I also feel like the content there doesn't align with me. It's not very real. It's difficult for me to be real on there.
Yeah.
So YouTube and podcasts. So I use a lot of the YouTube audio from like the solo episodes for the podcast and kind of back and forth. So that's my strategy. And then I have a team of editors and everything that will create content from that long form and then post it on like TikTok and stuff. So I am getting to a place now where like when that finally comes into place, then I'm just honestly, again, like very happily not going to be on the apps because they're addictive. They're designed to be addictive and they numb us. I want to do less and less of what numbs me and more of what makes me feel alive. Mm. You know, when you're on your phone so much and you're scrolling and it's like, you get so numb. Mm. And that's when I personally feel the most unaligned with my future self is when I'm scrolling a lot.
Looking at other people, you know, I think that has for me been the most toxic part of social media because I could be feeling so good about my day and so good in my own body. And then the second I start getting inundated with other people's lives, it's when the questions pop up. Oh, do I have enough friends?
Yeah.
Did I do enough today?
Yeah.
Am I working out enough? Like, it's 100%.
Crazy. 100%. I feel the same. Yeah. The friend thing is huge for me too. Cause like, I don't have that many friends.
Girl, literally me either.
Do you want to be my friend?
Yeah. We already are friends. Okay, are you serious?
We can add one to the list.
I'm moving to the Bahamas. I am quite a loner because I think building Bloom for so long, I didn't talk to anyone. I had to kind of isolate with my husband and we were just building. Now I'm trying to get out there more and make more friends. And I'm lucky I get to work with my friends, which is really special. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the hardest piece for me is we live such unique lives, all of us, you know?
That's it. It's new and unique and it's really hard to find people that genuinely just want the best for you. I think finding people that are tuned in and have gone through that personal development themselves, like it's not common. Mm-hmm. And also like we have partners, like husband, fiance, like it's really easy to isolate ourselves and not put a lot of effort into external friendships because like we're living with our best friends too, but it's so important to have that female connection. Yeah. I feel like, you know, it's not the easiest to find amazing relationships in your 20s and 30s, but it's definitely something that's been a priority for me as well, even just nourishing my current friendships. Because a lot of my friends live all over the place. You know, I have two or three really close girlfriends, but like they all live in different places. And but it's so important. It's so important.
Speaking of feminine energy, you mentioned it with motherhood.
Yes.
Slowing down a little bit, like really leaning into that. That's something that I'm practicing. Like I have this theory that I'm becoming a homesteading trad wife, but in reality, I'm not. Mm. You know, like I'm still very much.
What if we could have both? I'm the same, by the way.
Listen.
What if we could have both? What if we could have a version of ourselves that runs a business, that's decisive, that is no BS, and then we can come home and get into our feminine, beautiful, light energy and just allow whatever to happen. And
make sourdough.
And make sourdough and ride horses. I literally, I'm obsessed with horses. I went to horseback riding camp when I was like 12 and I haven't even been on a horse since. And I was like, you're living my dream life. I want to buy a property in the British countryside in the next few years and have that version of me. And then like when I travel, I'm in boss mode. But we can have both. Why do we have to be so all or nothing? We can have different versions of ourselves that we can tap into.
You think that's possible? And do you think
I know
you could
it's
be
possible.
Successful in your feminine era?
Oh my gosh, I think you can be more successful in your feminine energy, and I'll tell you why. When you're in your feminine energy, you are tuned in to your sensitivity, you're tuned into your emotion, you're more aware of the energy inside and around you. And like we spoke about earlier, that's the trick to creating this life. It is to embody that life first. And when you're in your feminine energy, for me, when I'm in my feminine energy, I'm a lot more like emotionally available and sensitive. And I think being overly sensitive is actually such a superpower, because we get the ability to feel more deeply. Yeah. And the more you can feel your future, the faster it comes. So when I'm in my feminine, oh my gosh, things come to me so freaking effortlessly. I'm open to receiving. And I think it's a one-dimensional way of thinking. It's like one reality you can subscribe to, that it's like the harder you work, the more you can create. But it's like, what if the more you embody, the more you create? I'm all for hard work, and I am an incredibly disciplined and hustler type of person. But truly, you don't need to go as hard if you are also becoming the type of person that has it alongside.
And there's a trust that comes with that, because you know that you'll get it done because you are being the person that you want to be.
Literally doing all those, quote, difficult, healthy habits become so effortless when you just become the kind of person that does it.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, you work out a lot because you have the identity of someone who goes to the gym a lot and takes care of her body. Mm-hmm. So guess what? If you didn't have that identity, every single morning you'd be dragging yourself to the gym. You probably wouldn't go half the time because you're like, but then this happened. Or, you know, like, you just make excuses. But because your identity is aligned with someone that goes to the gym a lot, that's why you go to the gym a lot.
People ask me all the time what they should do when they're not motivated, or how do you get yourself there? And it's like, I don't even think about it. Like, this really is who I am at this point. But it wasn't before. It was really hard at the beginning. But you
slowly changed your self-image.
Yeah, exactly.
And you had a little discipline. But I actually think it's more about self-image than it is discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree. That's controversial to a lot of people. Like, they're like, no, it's all about discipline. But it's like, no, listen, if you just reverse engineer the process, it's about self-image first. Think about it as like one of those big triangle things. At the top, it's the self-image, and then that naturally changes everything. If you try going from the bottom, changing your actions, your habits, it's so treacherous and hard and difficult. But if you just tweak the self-image to align with your future self, someone that goes to the gym a lot, then it's like you just naturally start doing those things. And how to change your self-image? For me, you reprogram your mind with audio.
Mm-hmm. I think that's actually a better entry point for someone who's
so much easier. Starting. Why do it the hard way?
Yeah. Like, if someone listening wants to be a runner, you are a runner. You are a runner. You're not like gonna go for a run today. Like, you are a runner.
You feel weird if you don't run.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mimi, thank you so much. This has been incredible.
So much fun.
So much fun. We are going to put a little secret link in the show notes for a discount to the app.
Okay, yes. We have a secret discount going on, but you can only get it on the website. Okay. So don't go to the app store and download the app, because you won't get the discount there. You have to go sign up on the website, and then you can go get the app. So if you want to get our crazy discount, I'm pretty sure it's like 60% off yearly, I think. I don't know exactly, but go check out the link and it'll tell you all about the app. We also have a 14-day free trial and a money-back guarantee. So literally, it's risk-free to try. So just go to activations.com/discount.
Yep.
And get up to 60% off and 14 days free and money back guarantee. Just try it is what I'll say. We wanted to extend the free trial to be very long because I genuinely just wanted to gain people's trust and just to try the product.
Yeah.
Just try it. That's all you need to do. And then when you try it and you just do it a little bit every day, like, you don't, it's not even hard work. Just do it when you're getting ready in the morning. Do it when you're brushing your teeth. Just listen to it in the background of your life. And slowly you're going to start realizing that you're changing and your self-image is changing. The one that I really want to recommend that people try is our new walking activation. My audio engineers and I put so much freaking time and effort into this one track. It's like the new up-leveled activations. The new walking activation that I'm talking about is called Become Your Magnetic Future Self. Mm. And like the music, the words, like the entire experience is like, and it's like a drug experience sober. Like, it is honestly, insane. You're like high on life, and it changes your vibration more than anything I've ever done. So I would go try that one first, Become Your Magnetic Future Self walking activation. You can also create playlists on the app. You can, you know, like it's a whole app full of like limitless activations, but go to the website first, activations.com/discount, and you guys can get a massive discount. And I think it's like the only sale we're doing this year. So
it's really fun, guys. Like, coming from someone who has tried meditating for years, this really, really clicked for me. And I felt really good after. I've done two already, and I did one of your ones on YouTube. So I've actually Amazing. Done three in the last 2 days. So
I don't even know if we have one on YouTube.
Do you have one? You have one single one. I guess it's like a taste test.
Okay.
To download the app. I forget what it's called.
I feel like that's an old one. Go try the new ones on the app. I feel like we haven't like posted on you. Like, they just get better and better.
Yeah, the one on YouTube's 2 years old. But okay. I wanted to hear it just so before I got the app, I knew what I was getting into. Okay. And then once I got on the app, I did the walking one.
The content's so much better on the app.
It's incredible.
It's we're really up-leveling these days. Like, I've invested a huge amount into our production, our product, and everything.
I know how expensive apps are. I have a fitness app, and it's not cheap. Let's say it's not. And it's a lot of work. It took 3 years to make.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Tell everyone where they can find the app. Where can they follow you? Where can they follow Olive?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Olive's now an influencer too. Okay. Where you can find the app, go to activations.com/discount. You can learn a lot more about the app there as well. You can go check out our website. There's like a lot of information on there on the website, and it's a very beautiful website. I'm very proud of it. Where you can find me, just at Mimi Bouchard on Instagram, or my podcast is just Mimi, or on YouTube, Mimi Bouchard. And, what else was it? Olive, Sweet Olive Girl on Instagram. I literally just made her an Instagram account because I knew that my audience would be like annoyed if
she's
I posted
so fun
about
to follow.
She's a quirky gal. She's fun. She's
Arnold had the biggest crush.
Yeah. She's Arnold's, you know,
she's a lot fluffier
girlfriend.
Than Arnold too.
Oh my gosh. I tried giving her a haircut the other day.
It's I saw.
So bad.
I saw because she had burrs in her foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are no groomers in the Bahamas, let's just say.
Thank you, Mimi. This was awesome.
Thank you, Mari.
Thanks for joining us on the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. To support this show, please rate and review and share with your loved ones. If you want to be reminded of new episodes, click the subscribe button on your preferred podcast or video player. You can sign up for my newsletter to receive my favorites at marilewellen.com. It will be linked in the show notes. This is a Wellness Out Loud production produced by Drake Peterson, Fiona Attix, and Kelly Kyle. This show is edited by Mike Fry, and our video is recorded by Luis Vargas. You can also watch the full video of each episode on our YouTube channel at Mari Fitness. Love you, Power Girls and Power Boys. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team.